can I help you?
Hello, Sue. This is Robert Barnes returning your call from a little earlier today.
Yeah, hey, Mr. Barnes. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How about you?
Oh, not so bad. Not so bad. We finally get a little sunshine. We'll never mind all this rain.
Well, I'd like some rain, but...
Would you?
Oh, I can't stand the heat. I wish we could skip from about early May to late October, but I'll keep my apartment at 64 degrees, so no, I'm not...
Oh, my goodness. I hear you.
I'm not a big sun fan, so...
Well, I prefer the heat than the cold. I don't know what it is, but
well,
I would not make a good Yankee.
Well, I was about to say, I am convinced that people fight what they are accustomed to, because I went up to Chicago 9 years ago, and it was about 64 degrees, and, you know, I just loved it because I was wearing shorts and a short-sleeve shirt, and I say 64, might have been, I don't know, 52, something like that. But, I mean, I just loved it, and I would walk into restaurants there, and the second I opened the door, the heat was just absolutely overbearing, and I said, my God, I would have figured these people, they're used to, you know, 12 degrees, you know, why would they be, and so there, that goes to my theory that people must fight what they have to endure, because I tell you right now, I fight the heat big time with my air conditioner.
Right, I hear you. I don't, you know, I'm not, of course, I can't take the heat like I used to when I was much younger, but the cold weather, good gosh. I do not like the cold weather. In the wintertime, I go home after work, and I just soon get buried under the covers, you know, and never go out again for the rest of the evening.
Oh, well. Maybe between the two of us, we could hit a happy medium, and both of us would be
That's right. Listen, I was calling you about this lawsuit that we received. It's you versus Sandy Edmonds.
Correct.
And the case has been assigned to us for handling on behalf of Ms. Edmonds.
Uh-huh.
And we have just recently received this, and we're just now starting our preliminary investigation and so forth, just trying to put the pieces of the puzzle together here. So initially what I was calling you about was to see if you would be willing to allow a 30-day extension for us to proceed with that investigation and try to put some of the facts together and so forth.
Yeah, that's fine. You're talking about before filing an answer to the suit?
Correct, yeah. Correct. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if you want me to execute something in writing, you know, to so you have something to back that up, I have no problem with giving you, you know, because I'd like to know myself.
Okay.
I really would like to know myself.
Great. Well, I just actually sent you an email, too.
Oh, okay. Well, I just got back in, so forgive me.
I mean, I just sent it not 10 minutes ago.
Okay, well, I just returned back from Zachary from a lunch engagement, so.
Not a problem.
Take just a second here. All right, here we go.
Sure.
Should go into send and receive. Susan Clements, correct?
That's it.
All right, yeah, I have it. Okay.
All right, and then I have a document, a letter there attached.
It
should be attached.
Fix it, open it right now.
Great.
Opening a protected view. I have 2010, and they're kind of paranoid about, you know, so I need to put enable editing. All right. Let's see. And unfortunately, when mine kind of goes into, oh boy, this is contacting, looks like a website. Is it a template website?
It's just a Word document.
Contacting BTRORMZ2. See, I won't be able to do anything with this until it frees it up. And apparently it's trying to contact them. Well, there it is. It finally freed it up. I don't know whether they went to check for a virus or anything, but let's see. Oh, okay, I got your first signature down at the bottom. Sure, I'll print this out, and let's see. What do I need to do? Fax it to you?
I can give you the fax number. That'd be good, too. Or if you're able to scan it and email it back, either way, whatever.
Oh, trust me. I much prefer scan than email. So I'm sorry, scan than fax. So I'm happy to execute this and give you all the time to look into what's going on, because I'm very curious myself.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I'll tell you what, if you'll take care of that and get that back over to me.
Okay.
In the meantime, what I also need from you is I just kind of need your version as to what I read through the lawsuit and everything.
Okay.
Just trying to get some ins and outs as to exactly what happened. We had just a little more detail.
Well, I tried to go into this as much detail as I possibly could in the suit.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the LALB did have a meeting on Monday, and the attorney attorney for them who said she was not going to discuss the matter, but nevertheless chose to some extent, and opened up a small window where she did not accurately portray what was in my pleadings. And as obviously you can tell from the suit, I do record all meetings, and I do videotape all meetings, and I have the entirety of that meeting, up on a YouTube link, and if you'd like, I'll be happy to send you the link to it. You'd need to go to the 45-minute mark to the 57-minute mark will be the time frame that they're discussing this type of matter. But I'll be happy if you want to. When you say my side of the story, that pretty much is in the suit. I don't know what more I can add to it, and I tried to be as detailed as I possibly could. Obviously, I can bring innumerable witnesses that will talk about these videos that I have been producing for promotion of the Glen Oaks High School reunion. I will add this, because that's not in the suit. The day prior to this, on April the 7th, 2011, I went into the LALB's office to do a public records request, to view some documents, and to compile a spreadsheet. Now, this is one day before this happened. And in that meeting, Ms. Cheryl Harrison, C-H-E-R-Y-L-H-A-R-R-I-S-O-N, from the Attorney General's office, accompanied me at the insistence of the LALB. And toward the end of that, I asked if she would mind taking just 2 minutes of her time. I said, I really need to get a message to my high school class that's of a very personal nature. Basically, I was making an appeal for funds. And you're welcome to go to that reunion website. We now, literally, at that point, we didn't know if we were going to have the reunion, because as typically happens, people wait until the last second to pay. We had one gentleman who had given, an extra $100 voluntarily, and it only took 2 minutes to convey this, but it was very helpful to have her hold the camera because she zoomed in. She did an excellent job. So there you have another witness that will be happy to testify as to, that I was, I told her I had been in a couple of days prior because I have classmates that want me to explain how real estate auctions work. You can go to my website, and when you see the background that is that office, you will know those are the videos that I shot, in those days. So, and I did so each time with the permission of the Arthritis Association. Now, I understand that the police report shows Arthritis Association as a quote, or two employees as a quote, victim. I have telephoned Ms. Kennedy to try to get some clarification there. I have not gotten returned phone calls. I did call the sheriff's office in order to find out, because Ms. Dow, that's the attorney for the LALB, made the statement in Monday's meeting that I had said in my pleadings that Ms. Edmonds contacted the police and that was not correct, that the Arthritis Association contacted the police. I said, that's not in my pleadings, and it's not. I know my pleadings very well. I wrote them, and I have pretty much a photostatic memory. That is not what I said in my pleadings. What I said in my pleadings was the police report identifies only Ms. Edmonds as the complainant. So from my vantage point, I would find it bizarre if Ms. Kennedy contacted the police, but I really don't care who contacted the police. If there is a need for me during discovery to add additional defendants to this suit, I certainly will reserve the right to do that. Having said that, I called the sheriff's office to try to find out if one can find who made this phone call. They told me there would be no such record of that, and they said, what you need to realize is that if you have a sheriff's office report, and it's been released, that's the only way you can get it, it's been released, he said, that means it's been signed off for by the supervisor, he said, and that represents the officer's assessment of who had what roles in the incident. And so, if you look on there, you're going to see Ms. Sandy Edmonds as the only identified complainant. The LALB, although they spelled it out, and so it's one of the things that forces it to shrink to fit, so it's very, very, very small lettering, is placed on the police report, but nothing is checked other than governmental entity. So the only complainant is Ms. Edmonds. Therefore, I took the information that I had and went forward with what I had. Now, as discovery can transpire, if other events warrant, then like I said, I can always modify that. You know, at this
right.
point, I don't feel the need for me to depose either Ms. Kennedy, Ms. Messenger, or Mr. Winkler, the owner of the building. But I don't know any else ultimate defense. You know, that may become necessary, and obviously I will cross-examine them, you know, in that deposition, and then, you know, I'll try to see where it goes from there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's about as much as I can, you know, tell you. Most of that was all in the lawsuit, aside from what happened at Monday's meeting, which, in my opinion, should not have happened because there should have been no discussion of the, you know, specifics of the suit, particularly when the little nugget that was thrown out there was not accurate.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. And if I remember correctly, the police report was attached, was it not?
Yes, Exhibit 5.
Yeah, okay. All right. All right.
Yeah, that's what I meant by being fairly detailed. You have my phone records, you know, to corroborate as I walk you through those, the event lines, you know. I'm very specific on the time frames, you know. You will have the narrative, you know, back there of the police report. I think the most glaring of which is the open quotes, fake board meetings, unquote.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So basically, you have been in this building filming some information regarding the house auctions.
No. Well, not the house auctions. What I do, but also, you know, promoting the high school reunion. I mean, that's what this.
Right.
Yes.
But you were going to speak at the reunion, I thought, or do a demonstration or something. Did I read that?
You should not have read that, you know, unless you've been supplied, you know, emails from another party. Yes, Freddie wants to, you know, give some demonstration of what we do. Yes.
Okay.
Freddie is okay. A bid assistant and a member of the LALB.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let me pull up the lawsuit and the paperwork and see what I read, because I thought, let's see here. Yeah, I'll have to go back and read it, but I guess the union for Vigilante begin planning, okay. Okay. Let me go back and read that, because I thought it was something about you were going to do a presentation or something somewhere.
What are you reading from?
Ooh, I'm reading the lawsuit right now.
There will be nothing in the lawsuit. There will be nothing in the lawsuit about any kind of example. You know, I don't know how you would have gotten that information, but yes, Mr. Phillips does want us to give an example. Do you have any other information besides my lawsuit and the exhibits?
No, I've got a memo from Jimmy Moe with Office of Risk Management that forwarded the lawsuit to our office.
Uh-huh.
I've got a cover sheet from Anna Dow.
Uh-huh.
That's just a fax cover sheet, and then I've got the citation. Citation. Okay, then I've got East Baton Rouge Clerk of Court. Page 1 of 21, and then I've got some more clerk report going up with high school class of 91,
uh-huh.
Summary of planning meeting.
Right. Oh, you're talking about the exhibits, okay. Right.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Vonage.
Yeah, that's my phone.
And then some.
Oh, if you're talking about the directional video, I did make reference to the fact that there is a directional video to explain to classmates how to get to North Park. I did make reference to that. In the pleadings.
I'll have to reread it, because that's the only information I've got right now in front of me. That's it.
Well, I can pretty well, like I said, I wrote it, and, you know, I'm not saying this to be, you know, I don't know the proper word, but, you know, I pride myself on having an excellent memory, you know, and I think anybody who knows me is going to tell you that. And that's why I really don't like inaccuracies. I have very, very little. You know, if someone makes an innocent mistake, that's fine. But, you know, I pride myself on accuracy. To a fault, some may say, but, you know, I can pretty well assure you there's nothing in there that talks in the pleadings itself. I did say that Mr. Phillips, now, what you may be referring to is I called Mr. Phillips and asked which aspects of real estate auctions that he may be desiring for me to cover. His wife is a real estate broker, and my recollection is that he wanted me to talk about co-ops. I'm not positive on that. But as you can tell, if you go to my website, you're going to see a number of venues I resorted to after I was told I could no longer be over there, which I want to emphasize I was fine with. And I also want to emphasize that I called over there, I got permission, and that really baffled state police. Now, I don't know just how much inquiries went before officers came over to my house, but I got the impression not a lot, okay, based on Officer Morris, that, you know, when he left here, because I think he was kind of taken aback. And I did follow up to inquire about getting a write-up from state police. I was told that, you know, they are under no obligation, and they gave no indication that anyone was going to be written up in this case. In fact, the lady told me that if Mr. Morris did not return my call, I could pretty well figure that the whole issue was dead, and that was about 15 days after the incident. Unlike that, the sheriff is required to do a write-up. If they come out, they're required to do a write-up, so I'm going on the only one that I have. I did reference in the pleadings that I called Mr. Phillips to see which aspects he wanted me to cover. To be honest, I'd have to go in, because I can tell you the exact video that I shot that day. It will be on my website, because you can hear the phone vibrating at about the 4 minute, it was very faint. You had to go right up to the speaker to hear it, because I had it on mute on purpose. And if I remember right, hold on, let me go to my website and I can tell you exactly which area that I opted to cover. Let's see, was it wild? Why should I consider it? It's not going to be at my property.
Oh, listen. This is what I read right here. And to provide knowledge to classmates of how real estate auctions are conducted.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's what each one of these, if you go to my website, you're going to see each page has a video on it. Every single page.
Oh, let me go there. What's the website?
AuctionSellsFast.com. It should be at the end of my pleadings.
AuctionSellsFast.com. All right. If you wish to be added to auction property email, you receive a property line. Okay. All right, where do I go on the site here?
Well, right there in front of you is the introductory video, and that is shot in the board office, okay? And that will be an introduction and talking about how to use this site in terms of the drop-down menu. That would be, do you see where auction Q&A is up at the top?
Yes.
If you put your mouse over that, you're going to get about 17 drop-down questions.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All you've got to do is highlight any one of those questions, and there's going to be a video at the top of the page. And that's what I'm saying. You know, these were being shot to explain what basically is already on my website, but to do so in video format.
Okay. I'm not seeing a video on here. Please.
You're not?
When I go to, not on the home page.
You're not? Well, what version of
blocked? There could be something blocked.
Well, the other issue is there any chance you have a 64-bit microprocessor?
I have no clue.
Most people have.
I'm not in computers.
Okay. Well, most people do not. If you do not have a 32-bit microprocessor, I have a 64-bit as well. I have both 64 and 32.
Okay. See, I don't have the videos. I'm looking on the next. I just clicked on something else under the Q&A, and it says to view a video clip. But I click on the play button above.
Yeah.
There's nothing above for me to click on.
Well, that's disheartening. I guess they don't want you learning about auctions, but
not while I'm at work, they don't.
Well,
not while I'm on the job.
Okay.
While I'm on the clock, no.
Well, you may tell them you need to go use another computer if you're going to do some investigation on this. I don't know.
I may need to.
That's right. But you're obviously welcome to see those, and Ms. Kennedy had been most gracious about having me in. I believe that was either the second day that week, maybe the third. I don't remember. I don't know why all of a sudden, and there again, I do not know how Ms. Edmonds uncovered that I was even there on Friday. But, you know, that's going to have to be part of discovery is all I can say, but I was there upon invitation. That building is privately owned, and that boardroom is not governmental property. That boardroom is shared by all tenants, including the Arthritis Association, I don't know how much more I can add to this. If you want, well, you can't see the video. God, dog it.
I'm going to find out if I can go somewhere else to view it, or if they can unblock something so that I can view it.
Okay, and if you will go to members.cox.net/GOHS1981, which is a URL that should be in the pleadings. No, sorry, should be. It is in the pleadings, and I think it's on the second page. You will see a video on there that gives a tour of the North Park facility and has the little, what I want to call a personal message. It'll be after the tour of the North Park facility. It starts at about the 308 minute mark. That is the video that I referenced to you that Ms. Harrison was gracious enough to hold the camera while we were in the board meeting, Ms. Harrison being with the Attorney General's office, to allow me to deliver that personal message to my classmates that, here's the situation. We had some classmates that were not going to be able to afford to go, or at least they said they couldn't. And so they had there were other people that were giving some excess funds, and I wanted to deliver a personal message that initially we had entertained the idea of, for lack of a better word, scholarships, and I think that's exactly the phraseology I used in the video. But it was looking like there was no way in the world we were going to be able to do that. And I will be happy to send you the link for a second video that I shot following up on that. Obviously, it will no longer be in the boardroom because I had to find another venue. And so I went out to Walden Subdivision, which is a beautiful subdivision that my mom and I walk in each evening, and I just put the camera up against the background of the clubhouse, and that was about a 10-minute video to bring everybody up to speed on our reunion about where we stood. And in that video, and I'm going to send you the link for that. I'll send it, as when I send you the scanned signed document. I had to get quite a bit more succinct, or to the point that we just flat weren't going to be able to offer free admittances, and it was going to open up the quagmire of, well, gee, why did this person get in free and that one didn't? And I said, look, it was, and I know you don't much care about our high school reunion, but you have no idea how much work I have put into that. If you go to that website, you're going to see an enormous amount of work, it's disheartening, to have had this happen. And I want to reiterate, my mother's 80 years old, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
In both of these episodes, she was here and was visibly shaken by it, and it wasn't very, don't get the idea that I completely blew it off either,
mm-hmm.
I would challenge you to be at your home, next thing you know, you're going through a 40-minute interrogation, give or take, although the intensity of the interrogation, that's a little bit strong of a word, because I think both of them were able to realize that there was no, real threat here. And so we actually became, when, in fact, as they were headed out, I said, well, look, I may as well get some good out of this. Would y'all care to be added to my email distribution list to get notices of upcoming auctions? And Officer Moore said, we told you we're state employees. He said, I wouldn't be able to be buying a house. I said, well, you never know. And he said, I'll pass. I said, well, I can't fault me for trying. And then he laughed,
mm-hmm.
And I'd like to say the whole thing's funny, but it's not. And particularly, during discovery, I'm going to have to get to who all made these phone calls or other contacts to Mr. Box, and so obviously I'm going to have to depose him. I don't anticipate getting that information voluntarily. I asked for it in the days after this happened. I did not get returned phone calls nor emails. It's possible Mr. Box feels he has been made a fool of. I do not know. I know that's the way I would feel if I had sent off that email, but I can't speak for him, and I guess until I depose him and find out, what all got said, and who said it, I'll be in the dark. So you have as much as I know, and I will be happy to sign this, and we can just see us together. We can see where this goes.
Okay. Well, let's do that. Send me the information on the links and so forth, and let me take a look at some things. I'm going to see if I can't either get my computer freed up to view these videos, or else if I can go to somebody else's computer here. I'll see what I can do there.
Okay. Now, FARA, is that an acronym for the Fed? I know there's an insurance program that provides health benefits. Am I right on? What is FARA an acronym for?
FARA is, we are a third-party administrator.
So you're not actually with.
I'm not a state employee.
Okay, and I didn't mean to mean that was a derogatory thing if you were.
I understand. No, and actually, this is just a very recent transition. FARA has just recently taken over the handling of all the files.
Okay.
The state has just recently decided to farm out all these claims,
okay.
And so we have the contract to handle all the claims.
I see. Okay. And you have to forgive me because I knew my mom always said, well, she wanted to be in FARA, as opposed to, Office of Group Benefits or whatever. I know there's like some HMOs you can choose, and I thought FARA was one of them. So I said, well, gosh, are the same ones that's doing the health insurance is now doing it?
No. We are a third-party administrator.
Okay, very good.
We are not affiliated with the state. We are simply just handling the claims.
I understand. Very good. Well, I will get this email out to you, and I like to always make sure I'm getting everything. You need the signed deal, obviously. You want the, where I'm going to give you the link for the direct link for the high school video promotion where Miss Harrison zoomed in the camera for me. Also, the link for the subsequent one that I did out at Waldo. All right, 1, 2, 3. Is there anything else that I have missed?
How do I get to the other YouTube videos? Is it just on your website here?
Well, that's going to be the easiest way. I mean, I could send you a whole series of links, but it would be the videos are embedded into the website,
so it's
actually much easier. Does it show anything? Does it show a large blank space or what?
Yes, one large blank space.
Okay, boy, that's.
See, it's also still it's still thinking too. The whole time that you and I have been talking, I haven't gone to another site, and it's still thinking.
I hope that it is something that y'all are doing in terms of blocking, because I sure hope that John Q. Public can see these videos.
right, and I'm sure it is. I know we do have access to the internet, but there are some sites that are blocked, and it's simply they don't want people shopping while they're at work.
Certainly, because auction sells fast. In fact, I'll ask for a confirmation on here. Well, since you sent it, I assume that it would trigger to be one of them. But I'll ask for a receipt just like you did, just to make sure you get it. If you don't, just give me a call back. And I can always resort to fax. But, I much prefer PDF scans. So. I will send those three links as well as the executed document, and I'll just look for you to send me by way of email, if you need anything further.
Okay, that sounds good. Well, I'll look forward to speaking with you in the future.
Thank you so much, Ms. Clement.
Thank you.
Bye.
All righty. Thank you.
Hello? Hello?
I just got a phone call from the people that are going to be representing Ms. Edmonds, and they've asked for if I would be agreeable to an informal 30-day delay for them to conduct an investigation. So I got no problem with that, because I would like to find out what you uncover in your investigation. I said that, you know, might be very beneficial to both of us. You know, and we had a very pleasant conversation, 25 or 30 minutes. And I said, well, can I ask something? I said, Farah, I said, that has to do with group benefits, doesn't it? I mean, that's health insurance. She said, oh, no, we are a third-party administrator. The state has now contracted out all lawsuits to be handled through us. And so she said, so I'm not actually a state employee. I said, well, I wasn't going to mean anything derogatory if you were, you know. Right. Well, and I told her, I said, when you find out just what all happened here, please let me know. I said, because I'm very curious. You know, I said, I filed my suit based on what I have, you know, and she said, you know, and she had read it. And I said, and she said, well, I was just wondering if you have anything to add. So I tried to be very thorough. And I did say that Ms. Dow chose to espouse upon my suit. And I said, and if you want that in a video, I said, I can tell you right where to go. Unfortunately, she says she can't view videos on her computer. They have them blocked. And I said, well, that's going to put you at a pretty big hindrance. So she's going to try to find, is that you or me? Oh, okay. Okay. She's going to try to find a computer at which she can view this stuff. I said, well, you know, I will be glad when you do, because you're going to see them. You know, I give explanations of how real estate auctions work. You're certainly not going to find anything along the lines of any, quote, fake board meetings, and I'm very curious as to how that premise got out there, you know. So I said, you know, I will be cooperative in any way I can, because I said, you know, there's some element. When the state police left here, we left laughing, you know. I said, and there's some element that you could say that this is funny, but let me assure you, it's not funny. And I said, and for my 80-year-old mother to have to endure that type of interrogation, I said, you know, I say interrogation. It quickly became much less than interrogation, because he saw there was no merit to it, you know. But it doesn't change the fact that, you know, you get plainclothes state police officers knocking on your door like this in these circumstances, and it's unnerving. John said, Robert, there's not a whole lot I can say other than I have watched Ms. Dow's video in terms of her saying, okay, the Attorney General's office, you know, will be working with us on pursuing disciplinary action against Mr. Phillips and Mr. Burns' licenses. And he said, and the only thing that I can say to that is, that's a good theory. He said, it ain't no way in hell it's happened in reality. Well, I'm not saying that he wouldn't, you know, it's just, you know, he just said, I guess the reason I said we'd talk about it, there ain't much I can say, Robert, you know, I mean, he said, Anna never ceases to amaze me, you know, and he said, the only thing I can say that was good from that is apparently, and I think it wasn't her own doing, he said, apparently she's finally recognizing that she's going to have to step away, that she can't be the one handling all this. And I told Freddie that, yeah, she's may have realized it, but she didn't come to that realization. The AG's office has told her you're going to have to back away. Exactly. Uh-huh. That's what I figured, and that's why I stayed as nice as I could. I recorded our entire phone conversation, you know, exactly. So, you know, I was nothing but nice. She was nothing but nice, you know. My beef is not with them, and I'm not going to get on the phone and act hostile toward, you know, speaking about Ms. Edmonds, you know, because I just want, you know, this is what happened, you know. And I did tell her, you know, I said, if you're looking at the police report, I said, I will volunteer to you that, you know, obviously you're going to see Miss Kennedy and Miss Messenger on there as, quote, victims. I said, I will freely tell you, I have called both of them. I have called Miss Kennedy. She has chosen not to return my phone calls. I said, it would look very bizarre if she's a victim, given that she invited me over there, exchanged pleasantries with me on the way out. I said, at this point, I have no need to depose either Ms. Messenger, Ms. Kennedy, or Mr. Winkler. I said, but if you all choose to depose them, you know, as we go forward in discovery, I said, obviously I will be cross-examining them, and then if I uncover information in that cross-examination and the deposition, then obviously I may very well amend my lawsuit to add other defendants. But, you know, I'm at where I'm at based on what I know, not what I'm going to speculate. Well, she said no. She said, because I said, well, can I? Because she said, well, didn't you say in your pleadings that you were going to give an example of an option, you know, at the reunion? I said, no, I did not say in my pleadings that I was going to give an example of an option in my pleadings. But I said, are you reading from an email? I said, because yes, I will tell you that Freddie Phillips very much wants for us to demonstrate what we do. I said, but I don't know how you would know of that unless someone has given you an email, and if they have, that's no problem, you know. And she said, no. She said, let me read your pleadings. And she said, oh, I see what it is that you wanted to give explanations of how real estate auctions work. I said, yes, ma'am, and all you have to do is go to my website, and you're going to see those videos, you know. And those are the very videos that were shot in that office with the permission of Ms. Kennedy. And I said, you're certainly not going to see anything threatening, intimidating, and certainly not any fake board meetings. Well, is that the way it would work, or is this third party administrator is of or is my understanding we what is the role of the third party administrator? What do they do? No, she did, and I looked her up. She does not have. I couldn't find her name, and I looked that up before I returned her call. There's no indication she. Well, I recorded the whole phone conversation. Their purpose is to conduct an investigation. Apparently so. Yes. Okay. I got you. Well, actually, I want a 30-day reprieve from this, to be honest. So, I mean, I just don't want to deal with this, you know, daily, and I'm sure they don't either. And they're not going to. When she said 30 days, I said, actually, I'd love that because, you know, I also want this to kind of drag out. Mom wants it to end. I said, I'm not real keen on this ending anytime real soon. Exactly. I want the anxiety. I don't want a quick resolution. Right. Exactly. That's good. Well, they can always say it's an offer good for 48 hours and then withdraw it, but you're saying it before I can. That's it. Well, exactly. And, you know, the investigation obviously starts with me, and I just very calmly said, you know, everything I know is in those pleadings, you know, except for a few things. I said, you know, Ms. Dow made it an issue that She said, I said Sandy called the police, and now when I called her on that, she said, well, that he alleges the Arthritis Association called the police. I said, that's not in my pleadings. She said, well, that's what happened. You know, so I said, I did call the sheriff's office, and, you know, I've already said it to you, so no need to repeat it. So I said, I can't tell you who called the police, and to be quite honest, I really don't care. You know, because the sheriff's department was very emphatic with me that their take on who had what role will be reflected in their police report. And so that's what I'm going by, because I was told by the sheriff's department that this will be our take on who has what roles and things. So, I mean, to me, it's damn near, I don't know, like you just said, what did Sandy use to prompt Karen to... That's the word I said, upon information and belief. Now, if I'm wrong on that, well, then Miss Kennedy and Miss Edmonds can sort out what the hell happened on April 11th. Time. If there's reason to add her, you know, if Miss Kennedy has any sense, and she's, I don't think she's dumb. If you side with one party, I mean, let's face it, it's going to be a he said, she said, you know, unless they got caller ID, you know, or they have detailed phone records, you know, it would have been smart to make any phone calls from a landline that doesn't have that, because then the sheriff's office ain't going to be able to say who did. So it's going to be a he said, she said on that, and that being the case, if Ms. Kennedy has any sense, particularly in light of the email that I just sent, you better side on Robert's side. You got nothing to gain siding on Sandy's side, and you got a lot to lose. Freddie's already said that, because he said she makes all them calls from that damn cell phone, so there's going to be a tracking of it. Oh, I do too, you know. I mean, I was very pleased with the conversation I just had, you know. And, you know, anytime that I can see that I'm dealing with anything pertaining to this, I'm going to record it, you know. I got the impression that there was a lot of laughter in the background, and I think these people are just, you know, semi-clerical, you know, and just, okay, Joe Friday, just the facts, so that's what we're trying to sort out right now. And I said, you know, I could have said, it's kind of ironic, you want to get some more when Miss Dow says, be really quite voluminous here, like, you know, I wish you could have condensed it down. Okay, I have a response from Miss Kennedy. Robert, for your information, I was in an accident on April 30th where I shattered my shoulder and had emergency shoulder replacement surgery. I have just returned to work full time. I do not appreciate the threatening tone of your email. I do not intend to discuss the matter with you. Do not attempt to contact me. I will see you in the deposition. You damn sure will, bitch. You damn sure will, bitch. And I think you just bought yourself an added lawsuit. You just got your name added. She made a big mistake sending that. You know, when people send emails, I sent hers at 10:56, she responded at 1:31. You know, when people send emails and they don't sit back to think, you know, and calm their emotion down, I did. Or at least I gave you... Yep. I will see you in deposition. Very good. Okay. was not a smart move. Yep. Oh, she'll be put on the stand now. Well, I'm going to hold on to this, and the investigator can contact, and they can go ahead and say what they'd like, you know. I won't hesitate to add her. Now, you won't be seeing me in deposition now. You will be seeing me as defendant. But it's going to take more than this, you know. I think that Miss Kennedy has just made a boneheaded move. They may have no choice but to stick together, and that's fine. I'll sue every one of you. I don't care, you know. And the angrier you can get on an email like this, the better I am. And I hope you keep that anger and hostility when we get into court. Yeah, I'm fine. You know, I since she is a representative of the Arthritis Association, you know, I guess that, I'm reading my email. You know, I would have preferred we speak by phone regarding this matter, but since you're not returning my phone calls, I will merely relay that, as I'm sure you're no doubt aware, I have filed suit. Well, first of all, she says since she was in emergency surgery on 4:30, well, that's 19 days after this incident. Well, I think she's wanting to make out, you know, now, you know, like, okay, you've been totally incapacitated. You know, I called you at your home number, you know, and my phone records will back that up as well. But secondly, this incident happened on April 11th, okay? My phone records will also reflect me calling you several days that week that you did not return my phone calls. So, this isn't something you just did just this week, you know, to not return. So, yeah. Well, I'm gonna have to file a motion first to add her. Had I known this before, I tried to be nice, you know, and I see where it gets you. So. I don't know if I can file a motion at this point to add her, but I, at this point, I'm gonna hold off, you know, and I'll save this as evidence, I'll have the whole thing read into the record because I said, the threatening tone. As I believe you and I and the Arthritis Association have enjoyed a long-standing good relationship as evidenced by your repeated request to have me conduct your benefit auctions. It's my sincere hope that I don't end up uncovering anything during a deposition that would change that fact, but if so, I'll deal with that when and if it transpires. I'm dropping you a little hint, you stupid bitch, and you should have talked with an attorney before you fired this off, it would behoove you to pair up with me. But if you want to pair up with Sandy, you know, y'all can all get on the same ship together because it's sinking fast, you know. But obviously, the Arthritis Association called it. So, you know, if this was fun and games that she came in and said, well, Mr. Burns is coming in here and I don't know what he's up to, you know, oh, he. Okay, well, we're going to have a lot of he in court. Exactly. Well, it's not like I'm telling her, I'm gonna sue. I said, here's the link for the suit. You know, I'm convinced it must be something in the asbestos or something that must be in that building, that if you spend more than 3 hours over there, that it does something to your brain. Sherry said that she wouldn't be in a position to, you know, you talking about Caroline? No, she wouldn't be in a position to make any kind of definitive statement anyway, because she's not the head of the agency. Karen is. I gather they hadn't been talking much lately, but I do intend to contact Sherry and say, I sent the email, and I'm glad I did now, you know, and it looks like I will be adding her to the suit based on, appears like, Anna, I'm going to hand it to Anna. She looked back at me with a big smile on her face, you know. It does not absolve Sandy, you know, of any, and it still leaves Sandy as the primary complainant. Now, I'm sure that Karen is not happy about getting installed in all this mess, you know. Well, you had enough backbone to join in with Sandy about filing a police report. You ought to have figured that there were going to be consequences. That's it. I'm glad I could provide you with at least a little respite. All right. Okay, bye-bye. Response from Miss Kennedy. Would you like for me to read it? Yeah, I have to go to it. It was marked with a big red exclamation point of importance. Robert, for your information, I was in an accident on 4:30 where I shattered my shoulder and had emergency shoulder replacement surgery. I have just returned to work full time. I do not appreciate the threatening tone of your email. I do not intend to discuss the matter with you. Do not attempt to contact me. I will see you in deposition. It lends credence to what Anna said. She looked back at me with a big smile. I said, you just made a very definitive statement. And she looked back and smiled and said, uh-huh. Well, what it practically ensures is that Miss Kennedy will be a defendant in this once I get the added information, you know. I tried to drop the hint, you know, that you're going to have to pair up with somebody here, you know, because everything's going to be he said, she said. Now, apparently she's not smart enough to realize that. But in coming across with an angry email like this, particularly when you don't take the time to think, you know, and it's in it, I got it now, you know. So I imagine when this investigator contacts her, you know, and she says she's not going to discuss it with me. She's going to soon be discussing it with an investigator, because I just got off the phone with them. And you can say what, you can say, huh? I told you that was going to be the first thing I did when I came back, was return this call. You know, this is a third-party administrator that will be, they've asked for my permission to conduct, to delay answering the lawsuit until they can conduct a 30-day investigation. And I said, I would be very pleased to sign that authorization to you because, quite frankly, I want some answers myself. It's a company called Bara. Bobby Jindal's administration has subcontracted out this sort of thing to private party, you know, so it will not be handled from within the state. So she said, I am not a state employee. And I said, well, even if you were, I certainly would not have thought, you know, I recorded the whole conversation. I said, even if you were, I certainly would not have taken that as anything disparaging. Yes. Well, they already know that. They all, but they have my pleadings. Now, if Karen wants to say she didn't give me permission, I have to wonder about Karen's mental capabilities. I don't rate them very high. Because to send this off, and I got it now, you can't pull it back, you know. And that's one of the problems about sending off emails when you're fired up, angry, you know. You can't pull it back, you know. So I'm not going to respond to it. Obviously, she said I'm not to contact her. Of course, what she doesn't realize, like she's been, you know, now, you know, it does appear that I will be needing to depose her if the other side doesn't. Based on what she just sent me, I feel certain that opposing counsel, when we get to that level, will be deposing them, and will be, they probably may end up suing her, you know. Okay. Karen, I would have preferred we speak by phone regarding this matter, but since you're not returning my phone calls, I will merely relay that, as I'm sure you're no doubt aware, I have filed suit against Ms. Edmonds regarding the incident of early April. You may view it here. At present, I do not feel I have a need to depose you, Mr. Winkler, or Ms. Messenger during discovery. However, whomever ends up serving as defense counsel for Ms. Edmonds may likely opt to do so, in which case I will clearly be cross-examining you and or Ms. Messenger and or Mr. Winkler during any such depositions. I believe you and I and the Arthritis Association to have enjoyed a long-standing good relationship, as evidenced by your repeated request to have me conduct your benefit auctions. It's my sincere hope that I don't end up uncovering anything during the deposition that would change that fact, but if so, I will deal with that when and if it transpires. Again, I would have preferred to discuss this matter with you over the phone and regret that you have chosen not to return my repeated phone calls to you. Sincerely, Robert Edwin Burns. Now, if her... Quite the contrary, I was trying to give her an easy out. That's what I'm telling you. I don't think she's very bright, because what you need to read into this is that you haven't, obviously, she feels like she's immune from being sued, I guess. You know, that's why I was trying to say, look, think about how you're going to be handling this, because you're probably going to get called for deposition, you know. And now, even if she does turn around and say it was all Sandy's fault, you know, they're going to subpoena this. And I got to give it to them. And I'm going to give it to them. I have an obligation when opposing counsel subpoenas any communication that I've had with Ms. Kennedy. And this is all I've had, you know. But they're going to get it. And I have to give it to them. And I have, if I was on the other side, I would sure be subpoenaing this. And this is damning. Well, this is my take on it. No. They were trying to be, if you listen to my phone messages, which I'd love for her to have recorded, you know, I said, Ms. Kennedy, I appreciate you giving me a call, you know, and I've done that several times, you know. So, as far as her having this deal on April the 30th, my phone records will also reflect that I called several days in the days leading up to April 11th. There are 19 days between April 11th and April 30th. You didn't return those phone calls either. Well, this is my guess. My guess is that, hell, for all I know now, Karen may have gone over and visited with Sandy and says, well, one of your former board members was over here, you know, bringing his video cameras and doing it, and perhaps that's how Sandy found out how I was there, you know, and there was a lot of laughter, and, you know, Sandy said, well, I think he was in here shooting, you know, conducting fake board meetings. I think I'm going to call the police, you know, or would you mind calling the police? No, I'll be happy to, you know. Now, all this was a lot of laughter and fun and games, you know. Apparently, it's not fun and games anymore. Well, that's why I tried to find out from you, Sandy, Sherry, when all this happened, you know. And I was prepared to tell her, y'all really need to be indebted to Sherry, you know, because you wouldn't return my phone calls, you know, and I was under the impression that y'all were actively involved in this, but Sherry assured me there's no way that could be the case, you know. If I had it to do over again, having this, I would have named her in the suit in the first place. Well, what I'm going to have to do now, after this investigation, is I'm going to have to file a motion to add her as defendant, but I'm going to wait. You know, they're going to have to supply me with whatever they find, you know, and obviously I will now have to supply them with this email, you know. Well, I'm going to find, no, right now, in my opinion, I still don't have enough to have her as defendant. I mean, she's angry, you know, but I don't have any proof. Well, I would have to assume. Well, I'm going to tell you something. The state police officer, I don't know if I've told you this or not, but the state police officer, and the only one who could have said this, is Miss Messenger, all right? The state police officer said, well, one of the employees went to talk to you in the room, and you wouldn't even open the door all the way. I said, no, I didn't open the door all the way because I had my video equipment, my tripod standing there. If I open the door all the way, I'm going to knock it all over, you know, and I would hope that any employee would have enough sense to comprehend that, you know? And the only one who came to say anything to me in between the time Miss Kennedy went for me to leave was Carolyn Messenger. She just wondered she just said, are you going to be much longer? And I said, oh, that's no problem. You know, I'll let myself out. You know, well, if Karen had just told me that, hey, you know, you have to leave when we leave, you know, I mean, and that's what I told Freddie. I said, Freddie, they say I got to go, you know, so let me go ahead and get off. They're fixing to leave, so I have to leave, you know. But I'll guarantee. Correct. I told her why I was going over there. You know, you mean talking about, I don't know. No, she probably didn't see it because I had it, huh? You talking to me or him? Because I had the thing situated literally right in the seat. You know how that boardroom is set up with that horseshoe table, okay? The camera is at the front. And I am standing in the position that would be directly in front of Chairman Comer, okay? Envision that. So there's where my camera is. I did that so that the background will be the board that you would write on, not a door, you know? So therefore, my equipment is literally a foot away from the opening of the door. So, and I've got my notes that I'm reading from taped to the door, okay? You know, and I told this investigator that. I said, look, all the videos are up on my website. You know, you can tell when I'm in that boardroom by the background. I said, also, Ms. Cheryl Harrison with the Attorney General's office the day before. I said, April 7th, I was in there for a public records request. Her name is C-H-E-R-Y-L, last name Harrison, H-A-R-R-I-S-O-N. I said, she and I were in there on April the 7th, and I brought my video camera then there with that one. And I said, Ms. Harrison, if you wouldn't mind, could I indulge upon your time for just 2 minutes? I said, I need to get a very personal message out to my high school reunion class. And I said, and I will tell you, it was an appeal for funds because we didn't know we were going to be able to have this thing because so few people had paid, you know. And I said, so I'm going to send you the direct link for that video. I'm going to send you the direct link for the next high school video. I'll send you the direct link for Ms. Dow having said that Ms. Kennedy, that the Arthritis Association phoned the police. I said, quite frankly, I don't really care who phoned the police. I said, if during discovery I find out I need to add more defendants to this suit, I will certainly do that. You know, I'm glad I told her that now. I think that's why she's so angry. That she's now been made a fool of, you know. And look, she's going to have to say Sandy, and it would have benefited Ms. Kennedy to read the suit before she fired off this email. Okay, you know, I'm trying to be complimentary of her. I sent her the direct link. All she had to do was click on it. And in there, I bend over backwards to say that I do not believe that Ms. Kennedy or Ms. Messenger would have filed a police report absent coercion. You know? It now appears that perhaps they weren't so coerced after all. You know? So this investigative firm, I assume they'll have subpoena powers or whatnot that they will need to get to the bottom of it. Not me either. So would I have, but you get stressed every day. And that after I had been, you know, for, well, I think 3 years gone and done there, charity auctions, didn't charge them a dime. Well, I would imagine Sandy may have had a role in that. Now, they're going to have to sort that out themselves. Yes. Yes. I, I could care less who called. I know who the complainant is on the report. That's going to override any role that Ms. Kennedy and or Ms. Messenger may have had in this thing. Having said that, I did not want to add either one of them or Mr. Winkler to the suit, but, you know, you know, I guess sometimes you just, you know, you have to bear with me. I'm trying to go find these videos to give her these links. I have two YouHoobs accounts, and sometimes I can't remember which one. One of them will let you do unlimited, and so sometimes I'm not sure if it's in one or the other, because the other one won't let you do it unlimited. She already is. The sheriff's office told me. Hold on, I might have to get on this share button and get the copy. Paste. All right. I said, look, when the state police left here, you know, we laughed, you know, to try to make light of this. I said, but I'm going to tell you something. There's nothing funny about it, okay? And I said, and for me to have an 80-year-old mother that had to endure that, you know, I said, and I don't want to give you any indication it was a picnic for me, because it most certainly was not. You know, I'm not just going to stand by and stand, you know, stand for that. And that's just all there is to the investigator. Yes. No. I'll say investigator. At this point, she's just the fact finder. I don't know that she's going to be the actual investigator. Well, they're not going to say anything. I mean, you got to realize they're just fact gatherers. Just 1 minute. I'm sure this won't take long. But I told the investigator, I really don't care who called the police. All I can say is, huh? Yes, you know, and I pointed that out to the investigator. I said, you know, the irony of this is I can produce roughly 100 classmates to come in as witnesses about, you know, me having done these videos, so not the least of which is my fellow, our former fellow board member, Freddie Phillips, you know. So, you know, I don't know what to, you know. But I said, you know, all what should have happened here is I should have gotten a phone call, okay, to get to the bottom of this. But Sandy doesn't like me, you know, and therefore she's not going to have any dealings with me, you know. And hence, her sitting on a letter for 39 days. Huh? What? Yeah. That's correct. If I had broken in, I would have been charged with trespassing. Request a red receipt. All right. Let me read it one last time. Ms. Clements, I enjoyed speaking with you a few minutes ago regarding the Sandy Edmonds request, a Sandy Edmonds suit. As you requested, I have attached a signed informal 30-day extension to file an answer. I will appreciate finding anything more that you may uncover that I'm not presently aware of. Here are links to the videos I mentioned to you on the phone. Number one, the video close-up in the boardroom after the North Park tour taken. I'll say advance to the 311 mark. Taken by Ms. Cheryl Harrison of the Louisiana Attorney General's office. This is the one I was having to cover the whole scholarship issue as it stood at that time. And you'll hear me relay, I wanted to convey that to the class on a more personal level. A subsequent video, which I mentioned to you, which I shot at Walden since I was told I could no longer utilize the boardroom at 5222 Summer Court. The link to Monday's LALB meeting, you'll need to go to the 45-minute mark and play through the 57-minute mark. Because I told her, you know, Ms. Dow stated in there that the Arthritis Association had called the police, that I said in my pleadings that the Arthritis Association had said that I had, no, that I had said in my pleading, why would I say in my pleadings that I was conducting fake board meetings, that I had said that Ms. Edmonds called the police. I said no such thing. You know, it was funny when John asked me a long time ago, he said, well, Robert, why were you actually at the building? I mean, I think he thought I was John. I said, John, that's the hell of it. I was there to promote our high school reunion. This is not, I said, I'm going to send you the website for my high school reunion. It's not something I'm making up. Links. Well, that's why I wanted to know. These are all videos pertaining to the high school reunion, you know? It's like, you know, okay, you know, nobody bothered with it. And I said, it is extremely disheartening that nobody involved in this incident identified in the police report. Had the common courtesy or common sense to call me and inquire what my videos entail. Exactly. Now, let me just click on the attachment to make sure I have signed the release. Yep, July 20th. Yep. All right, I've sent it. Okay, now, let's look at Ms. Edmonds' thing, because I got to thinking, Sherry, that I'm glad I saved that 4%, because I think I'd remembered from the other one that when they initially hired her, it was on much more of a part-time basis, and that it was, you know, that it was quite some time afterwards that she became, you know, the full 25 hours a week. But we're fixing to find out. Shit, let's see, where's the damn one for the interior design board? I told Philip I was delighted to give them a 30-day extension. Quite frankly, I want a rest from this. And I also don't want anything being resolved fast. I don't want it resolved fast. Leave Sandy LALB. All right, where in the hell is the one for the damn? Let's see. I don't want it resolved fast because I want Sandy Dan Deer more the longer this trade. Yeah. Sure she can. Only problem with suing me, she's going to have to pay the same kind of money that I pay to file these things. Well, yeah, she certainly can file a answer and a reconventional demand. She will have to pay, that means it's basically a countersuit. She will have to pay. Well, I don't know. She'd have to dream one up there, but, you know, well, anybody can sue anybody for anything, but collecting's enough. Yeah. Now, that is correct, and I certainly would file a motion for summary judgment. You know, it'll be a waste of time, but I would seek 863B sanctions against her. As you can tell, I have been on the receiving end of 863B sanctions, but there's no way in hell it would be granted. But yeah, she's free to spend $630. You know, I can tell you one thing, she ain't going to find an attorney that will take a lawsuit against me on contingency, so if she wants to start paying either hourly fee plus the filing fee to an attorney or file it herself, either way, she's looking at a minimum of $630. Look, I know that I may very well be throwing good money at the bad, but I am not going to stand by and allow this shit to happen, period. I don't want anybody to be under any misinterpretation on, you know, future board votes. They're going to see Anna's lawsuit coming, too. You know, if nothing else, every member of that board is going to realize that, you know, I don't tell you I'm going to sue you, I just do it. Let me look for a PDF file that has Sandy Leave in it. Star.pdf. Sandy. God, we've got so much crap. Sandy Evans payroll problems. I bet that's it. There we go. Now let me go down. And hopefully it will have the interior design board too. Got it. Okay. All right. Now let me get the live one. It looks like, Sherry, that there is no change. There is no change, it looks like. So that little thing, I'm glad I said 96%. Because it looks like the other 4% is no roof for that. So what do you want me to do with this? You want me to scan? No. She was working substantially less than that. And I told you as I was driving back in the car, it dawned on me and I think you're the one that told me when she first started that they didn't need her 25 hours a week. And then, you know, at some point they said, okay, let's do this. And it did. It started becoming standard on May the 11th, 2008. And it looks like there is no change on that. May the 11th, 2008. Well, just a minute here. It is all over the map, and she has changed a lot of numbers. She's gone in and changed a bunch of numbers. You know, they're kind of, they're not. I'm going to start reading off. 35 and a half, check. 40, check. In fact, we ought to get together for lunch. 36 and a half, check. 40, check. 53, check. 42 and a half, check. 37 and a half, check. 40, check. 41 check, 41 check, 40 check, 40 check, 44 and a half check, 40 check, 40 check, 40 check. Here's your first difference. Wait a minute, whoa, whoa, whoa. Oh, whoa, I think, whoa, 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 whoa. Whoa. Oh, my goodness. 5, 8, 19. All right, okay, okay, all right. 44 and a half, check. Okay, check, check, check. October 14th, October 14th, 2007. All right, October 14th, 2007. On the initial report she gave us, she put 40 hours. On this revised report, she put 54 and a half hours, a boost of 14 and a half. On October 28th, she did have 40, she changed it to 41. On November 11th, she did have 40, she changed it to 49 and a half. On November 25th, she did have 27 and a half, it stayed 27 and a half. On December 9th, she did have 40, now it's 44 and a half. On December 23rd, she did have 40, now it's 48 and a half. On January 6th, she did have 40, now it's 55 and a half. Yeah, I can highlight. When do you ever get to Baton Rouge anymore? Well, when are you coming again? Well, just tell me when you're coming again, and we'll go line by line and check these off, and every time there's a difference, I'll highlight it. I'll just read a few more. Let's see. She started becoming a 40-hour a week, at least on her old deal, from December 9th, 2007 through April 14th, 2008. On the new one, she largely becomes a 40-hour a week, but there are several weeks that it was significantly more than 40, none that it was less than 40. All right, now, huh? I meant a pay period, not a week, excuse me. And then on April 27th, it went from 50 to 51. May 11th stayed at 50. May 25th stayed at 50. It looks like she became pretty consistent at 50. And then October 28th, for some reason she worked an extra 6 hours on October 26, 2008. Then we revert back to the 50. And it goes to 50. They all consistent, except it goes down to 9 on March 15th. That would have been when she had the hysterectomy. Then it dropped to 30, but though they match. And then it becomes 50 all the way through. So it looks like all of the changes were made in around the time period of November through December 2008. Now, what do you bet you that on those weeks, what do you bet you she was out of town for this, that, or the other? No, I'm sorry, because the hours are going up, not down. They're going up. Ah! Well, yeah, but remember that the report we got some time back had lower, not higher, lower. Well, that's what I say. We'll get together and I'll print the old one and we print the new one and say, well, why is there a difference? And we'll even add up how many hours she added to the records after the fact. And why did it take so long? You know, why is it for, huh? Why did it take so long to update it to what we assume must be more accurate numbers? That's a good question. Yeah. Well, no, but the leave has now been boosted because 4 hours times the same factor gives you more leave. Do you think that they may have told her she had to use a lower number for leave? I could check if I just closed the file. And she finally figured, no problem, I'll counteract that by just going back on there and insert periods and add more hours. Sandy don't take me as very bright anymore. And Karen even less so. But I do appreciate Miss Kennedy letting me know her sentiments on everything. Especially since she didn't bother reading the suit. You know? Now, I would have said in court at that time, I had no reason to believe that Miss Kennedy, you know, was going to be anything in any way adversarial, and that's why my pleadings indicated as much. You know? But apparently Miss Kennedy can enlighten all of us, you know? Now, I know Miss Kennedy don't have anything, so I'm going to have to sue the Arthritis Association since she was a representative of them. Well, you need good luck. They have income coming in. What is this? They do auctions, I tell you that. Well, the problem is, you know, you file this suit and people see what it is, and it's the PR, you know, is what prompts you to pay off the judge. Yeah, the court's going to have to approve paying a judgment. It's not like once I get the judgment, yeah, I can have a court and find that they will fire us up. So.
I'm going to I know that I'm not working on an open
Well, I don't think you'll have a tough time finding anyone other than perhaps past and present LALB members who would say that I am, you know. And they're going to destroy their own character in the way they say it, you know, and the content of anything they would say. Perfect example, James Sims, you have no business, you have no right and no business being at interior design board meetings. I don't have to defend that. It's such an idiotic statement that there's no defense needed. Yeah. Right. Correct. Well, I think that's where the liability, that's one thing I asked Freddie. I said, you know, Anna breached her fiduciary obligation to the board in revealing that past actions that nothing could be done about could result in liability on the board's part to Ms. Phillips. Well, liability ain't going to appear out of the air, you know. It ain't going to be that Santa Claus is going to draft a letter saying, Ms. Phillips, this has happened, therefore we're going to pay you $860, you know. I mean, a judge has to do that. So what you've just done is tipped Freddie off that something is there. I don't know what it is. I mean, I do not... Why, that's my point. All Brady's got to do is run to an attorney, which he's done, Jill Kraft. Listen to that segment. Listen to her words carefully, because something's there. We don't know what it is, but something's there. And Brady's now been tipped off that all you got to do is find it. It's like an Easter egg hunt. Look. There's an egg out there, you know, and you're supposed to be protecting the eggs, you know, and you just now let it be known there's an egg out there, you know. I don't know where, but if you can find it, it's yours. I have no doubt that it is. Well, correct, and I told Freddie that more than likely they would say that the board would be liable for Mr. Phillips' court costs for pursuing that, you know, but he has no judgment to say that, you know, so, I mean, well, yes, they have, but you have to bring that within 60 days. Now, you know, it's possible. I mean, bear in mind, Freddie did file a complaint with the Attorney General's office about the whole August episode, you know. But, hell, August 2nd is the infamous board meeting. That's the one that everything under the sun happens. That's the Buster Gay $7,000 out of your church's account. Tessa Steinkamp, I wouldn't want you representing this board. You know, I call August 2nd and I don't say any more. You know, it's like you just call it the meeting from hell. And me, that was the infamous Barbara Bonnet, you know. And I went ahead and filed mine, make sure I get within the prescription period, you know. He filed a complaint, yes. Based on the fact they assassinated his character without giving him any advance 24-hour notice that this could happen and affording him the opportunity, if he so chose, to go into executive session.
Yeah, but the problem is you have to bring a suit for that within 60 days. Now, you know, maybe the Attorney General's office, and when she says board liability, she may be meaning board fines, you know, but the board would be fined by the... I don't know. I would think that the... Well, yes, it is. And, you know, if they fine the LALB, I don't know who gets that money. Perhaps Freddie does. And if so, well, I don't even know if the Attorney General's office has the authority to file a public body. They probably do, you know. Well, I agree, you know. And I guess, well, Freddie's got a lot of stuff over there. But they don't have the... Well, and Greg Lindsay said, he told Freddie that, because I said, well, Freddie, you know they're going to put all that stuff in File 13. He said, no, Mr. Lindsay told me they have not gotten rid of anything, and that they will not until 3 years is up. That's what I told Freddie. I said, there ain't nothing that the Inspector General's office has gotten that they're doing a damn thing with. I said, Attorney General, maybe. Inspector General, no. Yeah. Yeah. Right. Yes. Right. And you said that the only thing that moved what you had on Buster to active was potential preferential treatment for a board member. And I love what Freddie says about that, because they keep trying to tell Freddie, we weren't investigating you. We were investigating the potential that the board may have given you preferential treatment. Well, but I love his response. He said, let me tell you something. If that's preferential treatment, I want no more of it. That's what he said he told Stephen Street. He said, if what y'all gave me was preferential treatment, I'm having to stand up in front of a court reporter, and I'm having to defend myself about some look, a $50 hand violation. If that's giving me preferential treatment, I want no more of it. I love the way... Exactly. He said, I don't want no more of it. Don't y'all give me no more preferential treatment. That's it. Is it a true popsicle or those little popsicle sticks that you squeeze at the bottom? Yeah. Uh-huh. Green, well, purple's good, but green is good. I like green and purple. Ah, I'm not too fond of that. Go ahead and give the purple one. I'll take the purple one. Exactly. No, right. Correct. Well, and I think the AG's office might, if that's what it is, they may have decided we better do something to cover our own ass, you know, because exactly, because Freddie told me that Emily Boyce called him shortly after he filed the complaint and said, Mr. Phillips, we really don't believe you have adequate grounds here. Uh-oh, you must have given her the flavor she didn't want. Well, like I said, they have had an about face then, because he said that Emily, she called him about 2 weeks after he filed it and said, Mr. Phillips, we just don't believe that this rises to an open meetings law violation. And he told me that that was fine, that he had a constitutional law professor that taught at some university in Georgia, and he said, I'm going to have him take a look at it and see if he concurs with your assessment. Well, I think they were trying to blow him off, but I think when Anna threatened to sue Freddie, and Freddie sent his response, and he referenced Buster Gay again on that $7,000, and that was copied to the Attorney General's office and to risk management, maybe a light bulb did go off that, oh yeah, he did file a complaint with us about that, you know. And perhaps the Office of Risk Management called and said, do y'all know anything about this? Yeah, he actually sent us a certified letter about it. And said that he wanted to file a formal complaint. You know, and they might have said, ball game over, Ms. Dow's now. Ms. Dow has made some idiotic moves, you know. And for somebody who was so happy that that was on video, you know, look like you'd ask for it. You know, it's obvious you wish the video didn't exist now. Because she was rocking in that chair, thrilled to death that that video would be there. And well, I put that in my pleading that, you know, oh, okay. I know you were. And I zoomed in to show her holding it's not even a camcorder, it's just a still camera, you know. And there she is holding the damn thing and carrying on a conversation with the board. Well, why do you need to hold this? It ain't like it's shooting footage, you know. Put the darn it, she finally did when she had to actually get into where she was going to need both hands to fool with paperwork. But she sat there just holding the thing in that awkward position for 4 or 5 minutes. I would suggest to you, if you were less focused on me and more focused on the affairs going on at that table, maybe you wouldn't have so many slip-ups. Is that your phone? It is not? Oh, okay. Well, I could have sworn I heard beeps, but ain't nothing on my end either. Yeah, I agree. Well, let me just say one thing. Let me just say one thing. And just pretend like the girls are making so much noise you can't hear any of this. Okay, well, it sounds like they're about to accommodate. All of that material that you reference, all of that material that you reference, round up in the hands of multiple agencies. Yes. Yes. And let me just say this. One of the agencies, whom, as I have told you, said that everything has to be confidential, responded to the person who submitted all of that information to them, along with a ton of other information about the affected individual, and he got, that should give you a pretty good hint, he got an acknowledgement back from that agency saying that all of the material had been, all of his material had been submitted in for investigation. So, and the fact that, or it had put on the agenda to be discussed, you know, by the board. And as I told you, you know, if it was all closed, he would have gotten a letter indicating as much, you know. So, I mean, here's the bottom line, Sherry. You may not remember it, because you probably you weren't there and you probably may not have listened to the tape, but I had placed an item on the agenda, said, you know, discussion of Anna Dow's job performance, okay? And I told them that I had a CD, all right? And bear in mind, I was a board member at the time, and even though I knew there was a high probability I may not be a board member much longer, yeah. I said, I have this on a CD. I would like to table this until the next meeting. I will be happy to mail each one of the board members this CD. And you can take the time to look over it. Not one of them wanted it. Okay? Freddie told me he wanted the CD, and I gave it to him. And I said, and he said, Robert, when I read everything on that CD, I said, well, now, Freddie, before I give it to you, I said, I'm going to have to go ahead and change every single word that references me. I'm going to have to you know, I had a PDF version that was on auction sales fast letterhead. I said, I'm going to have to copy and paste all the wording and put it onto just white paper, you know, no letterhead anymore, you know, and I'm going to have to change it, you know, from every time I reference board member Phillips, I'd have to say me. Now, because it don't come from him, okay? So I had to go in and edit it to where the whole damn thing appeared to come from him. And, and he said, just take your time when you get it, Exactly. He said, just take your time when you get it all fixed to be as if it came from me, let me know. I went and met him on the school bus. He signed the, you know, certified letters, sent it out in, formal complaint, throwing everything, okay? That includes, you know, the Buster Gay situation, including all the documentation you submitted. So indirectly, Sherry, all that crap that you wanted to get in front of the ethics board is there. Exactly, and bear in mind that Buster was not the one who was being complained against. It was Miss Dow for failing to recuse herself. Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, they now have the material where you point blank said, you know, in the email that, look, I fear for my job here. So, you know, at least there's now people that know what the hell was going on. And that CD, it had all the supporting documents. It had the audio files to back things up. You know, it was an absolute plethora, you know. And to where you don't, all you have to stick your CD in, and you don't need to go get more cooperating evidence because there it is. And I don't know how much of the stuff may stick, you know, but when you throw everything in a kitchen sink, it stands to reason something's going to stick. And I didn't even include the whole episode about Shield Bidding. That one is my own separate one, you know. So, and plenty, people know what, as Freddie says, people know what time it is now with the LALB. Well, it's actually prescription in Louisiana, but, well, Sherry, I don't want to, well, there you go. No. No. Well, and I pretty well take the same approach. John said, Robert, I'm going to say something to you, and I know that it's not going to offend you, you know, because I've said it before. And you don't, you, everything I tell you, you say that you know, and you do these things anyway. And he said, I'm just going to say to you that filing a lawsuit for the purposes pretty much of harassment, he said, it's stupid. He said, and the reason I say it's stupid is because it's going to take an enormous amount of your time, you know, and potential. Right. Exactly. You know, and I said, I understand that, John, and as you can tell, my voice is not elevating one bit. I'm not offended by what you just said, you know, and I said, you know, this is what I want to do. I said, now, having said that, the two suits I have just filed, one against Sandy, which I didn't even know this was going to be, how the hell was I to know she was going to pull that stunt, you know, I said, and the one against Anna for what happened on August 2nd. That is the end of the legacy issues with me with the LALB. There is nothing else. So I said, after these two things are resolved, and I don't know how long that's going to be, I will do nothing more but show up and record videos of LALB. There will be no more legacy issues for me to deal with. But I said, as far as these two, I said, you know, the reality is I was having extreme difficulty living with myself if I did not do this. So, you know, we'll just let it go where it may. Yes. Yeah. Right. Correct. 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 That's what they said. Our covert op, yeah, they could even install cheap. Well, that's it. I think the, no. Well, but right now, they would have no reason to. Now, we could get into an argument about, a discussion, rather, about whether or not she really is an employee. And one of the reasons I want this employment agreement, you know, and the fact there is none, you know, I will be happy to submit this information, especially if it is subpoenaed, to my opposing counsel, you know, and say, you know, I'll let them decide. Is she an employee? Is she going to qualify for insurance coverage here? You know? No, whoa, 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 whoa. When I say insurance, do you mean you have to work 40 hours to qualify for health insurance, or do you have to work 40 hours to qualify, huh? Well, no, I'm not talking about health insurance. Yes. 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 Hold on. I'll check that for you. I didn't see it, but I didn't. Well, that's what I'm fixing to find out for you. And I'll be happy to scan this later tonight and get it to you so you'll have your own version. It won't take long. No. The agreement is signed by Sandy Edmonds, James Comer, and I can tell you one other thing. For Anna to be a lawyer, I mean, this is another. God, I just think Anna's, she's damn near incompetent. You know, whenever you have witnesses, it is no longer acceptable not to either print or type their names in there, and there's a reason for that. The witnesses, I mean, people's hands, people's signature can be so sloppy you don't know who it is. Now, as it turns out, I know who these two people are, but it doesn't change the fact that she should have either typed in their names or told them to hand print their names clearly legible. The two witnesses, Carolyn Messenger and Greg Bordelon. Wow, yeah. Yeah, I think that's probably a safe assumption, you know. Yeah. What you mean to say is that she is a independent contractor. Well, see, I don't like to use the word employee. Yes, correct. In fact, I would submit that a contract employee is... A contract employee to me is an oxymoron. You know, you need to say that's either a contractor or it's an employee, one or the other. But of course, I guess their point is well taken. Is all this is a hybrid? You know, it's not really a contractor and it's not really an employee. You see, I'm racking up these hours, but nothing's based on hours. And, you know, I don't know. Sometimes I'm like. Yeah, hold on, I will confirm that, but I'm pretty sure that to be the case. Well, of course, Sherry, when did you know this was not to adequately perform? Well, I'm with you. Well, that's really who it ought to go to, because Lowry's going to say, look, how many times do I have to tell y'all I can't do anything? I can copy him as a courtesy and get it to... Right. Okay, now, with regard to Ms. Edmonds' hours for the NALB, that sounds too much like I'm making fun of Freddie. She's been working 30 hours every two pay periods. I told you I had it through March before. I will tell you on the update, I had it through March 20. She worked 30 hours the April 3rd, May, April 17th, May 1st, May 15th, May 29th. On the week of June 5th, she took 12 hours annual leave, so she only worked 18. And the 19th and the 3rd, she worked 30 hours. So she's been dipping into the leave a tad, you know. A tad. Yeah, yeah. Been taking more leave in the last 3 months than she took in the prior several years. Right. And that's exactly why she'd like to slap the shit out of me, you, and Freddie. You maybe not, because you can't, don't really know at this point that you may involve with anything other than you showed up at that damn meeting saying the conditions under which you worked. And what did Marvin Henderson say? All these people that are saying China, Sherry this, and yada, 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 these people need to keep their mouths shut. But Larry Noble put you in your place because you dreamed up that time clock. Oh, I don't know nothing about no damn time clock. Oh, Larry, I can show it. You were the one. I can show it to you in a minute, Larry. Those little exchanges between someone like you and Larry really are priceless. All right, I will scan the package later tonight and get it to both you and Freddie. Sounds good. Okay, bye-bye.